A report says a Navy SEAL candidate's death might have been prevented if flaws in the medical program had been addressed. The report by the Naval Education and Training Command finds the program for Navy SEALs is plagued by a poorly integrated medical program, a lack of oversight, and turning a blind eye to the use of performance-enhancing drugs that increases the risk of injury and death to candidates seeking to join the elite commandos. The report was triggered by the death of a sailor, Kyle Mullen, who collapsed and died of acute pneumonia last year just hours after completing the training required during Hell Week. It's a test so grueling that over half don't finish it. Rear Admiral Keith Davids said the Navy will learn from the tragedy. Mullen's mother, a registered nurse, says there needs to be serious accountability. The report suggests a long list of changes, including rigorous drug testing and education around the problem of steroids and other banned drugs some candidates use to get through the rigorous program. I'm Jennifer King.